We got a shiloh that we're going to discuss. Shiloh that crosses between Neres Chanukah and Bas B'Challah. That's what we've been talking about, the shiloh. Let's talk about the following question. If a person takes a vilicha kind of an oil, a butter oil or something, cooks it up in a fleshy pot, and now they've created for themselves a Bas B'Challah oil. So the question is, can they now use this oil for Neres Chanukah? So that's what we spoke about it from two different vantage points. First of all, is this the lighting of Neres Chanukah considered to be Hanoah? Is that considered to be benefit? Which, if it's Bas B'Challah, then presumably it's also Hanoah. And number two, is that a problem in terms of a Shia? Because Allah requires that Neres Chanukah have a certain amount of oil. It has to be enough to burn for a half hour. So the question is, something which is also Hanoah, is that by definition considered to be like Chosei Shia? So we spoke about the issue of Hanoah, whether mitzvah is considered to be Hanoah, not considered to be Hanoah. We spoke about, is the Shia of Neres Chanukah really a Shia in the physical sense of the word, or is it really subject to this halacha called Kesusa Mechta Shiure? But now we're going to talk about it from a totally different angle. Namely, is the person permitted to do this? You know, whether it's Yotzer, if it's in Neres Chanukah, is this a problem of being Ravashal Vos and Becholov? Because it doesn't exactly look like a pot and a fire, but if you think about it, that's what I'm doing. I take my little cup of oil, and I put a little flame into it. I light it up with a wick. So I have a fire, and I have something that's cooking on a fire, a very small fire. So maybe that should be a violation. But this is the right. What's the basha of the Bichol of Evil? So forget about whether it's the right. I'm not yet saying that should be a shah of the right. Is that called Bishol Bas Bichol? So much of the shah revolves around the following question. Is this oil that at one time was already became Bas Bichol, but now I'm quote-unquote, using my imagination a little bit, I'm re-cooking it, is that a problem of Bishol Bas Bichol or not? What I'm really asking is, that's exactly the cloud I'm talking about. Is there such a principle in terms of Bichol Bas Bichol called Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol? Means once something was originally cooked, do we say it could still be subject to an Isser of Bishol? Or do we say En Bishol Acha Bishol? Once this butter and meat was cooked up last week, so whoever cooked it up originally violated the Isser of Bishol Bas Bichol. Is it possible to re-violate the Isser of Bishol Bas Bichol? Should we say Ein Bishol Acha Bishol? Once something was already cooked, it's no longer subject to this Bishol. That's really the question. That's the main question I want to speak about a little bit today. Is there a rule in Hilchos Bas Bichol of Ein Bishol Acha Bishol? Or do we say in Hilchos Bas Bichol that Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol? So of course, in order to understand this, we have to go back to the source of the rule of Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. Where do we have such a principle? So it's a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Now the truth is that the Mishnah never uses the term Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. Chazal never even used the term, to the best of my knowledge, Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. I think the Rishonim are the ones who coined the phrase Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. The principle appears in the Mishnah, but that term, Ein Bishol Acha Bishol, doesn't really appear. The Mishnah is discussing the following. The Mishnah is discussing something that was cooked already, called Habor V'Chab in the Erev Shabbos. Something that had already been put into hot water from before Shabbos. The Mishnah says, "Kol shibah b'chabim milfnei Shabbos, mutal shrosu b'chabim b'Shabbos." You're permitted to, in a sense, re-soak it, quote unquote, re-cook it on Shabbos. You can take food that was already cooked from before Shabbos and put it back into hot water on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, "The fair is not mutal." Why is that mutal? The implication is obvious that ein bishul acha bishul. Once an act of bishul was already occurred on Shabbos, so then there's no subsequent problem of bishul on Shabbos itself. So in the realm of Hilchos Shabbos, it seems pretty clear, it's just about the Feirish. I'm hesitating to say just about the Feirish, because there's one day in Rishon that maybe has a different shot in the Mishnah, but conventional wisdom is, Shulchan Aruch, there's no question about it, that we pass in Hilchos Shabbos, that Ein Bishol Acha Bishol. The question is, does that rule carry over to Hilchos Bas B'Chol or not? So, believe it or not, the regular standard Rishonim don't talk about the question. There's no Rambam about it, there's no Rush about it, there's no Rashi about it. So the best... That's right, they even talk about the question, right. Whether Yesh Bishol Acha Bishol or Bas B'Chol. It doesn't appear in the regular Rishonim. It appears in the following context. It appears there was a sefer that was written in the days of the Rishonim called the Shari Dura, written by a person of Yitzhak Dura, the Talmud of the Maharan Rutenberg, if I'm not mistaken. The Shari Dura was a classic sefer on in Yad Bavos and Becholov and Tarovah is quoted. Every other line in Shulchan Aruch is quoted. It quotes from the Shari Dura. On the Shari Dura, there were a series of different perushim that were written. One of them was called the Hagol Shari Dura. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Hagol Shari Dura was written by the Trumas Hadeshen. If I'm not mistaken, so it was written by in the period of the Rishonim. Even the Hagol, the notes on the bottom of the Shari Dura, if I'm not mistaken, were also written by the Trumas Hadeshen. So in the Hagol Shari Dura, has the following challenge, raises the following question. What would the halacha be in the following case? Person takes a piece of meat and he soaks it in a container of milk. And he soaks it in the water for a week. It's sitting in milk. The only thing is the milk is cold. So we know there's a halacha in Uchaz Bas Bechala. We haven't talked about the details of it yet, but there's a halacha in Uchaz Bas Bechala that's called Derech Bishol Asra Torah. The Bas Bechala only becomes asr if it's misbash altogether. The Rishman Torah only becomes asr if it's misbash altogether. If it's just sitting together and cold, that's what we call kavush. If you have a piece of a solid sitting in a liquid, even though it's sitting for 24 hours, sitting for a year, but it's still cold, there's no fire at all. So normally we have a rule that's called kavush kimavushal. If two things are soaking together, even though they're cold, viewed as if they're cooked together, but that rule doesn't apply to Uchaz Bas Bechala. Again, why that's true, if we were going to talk about that much more biarichos down the line, when we get back to regular Bas Bechala shaylos, that's the rule of Uchaz Bas Bechala. Min HaTorah, Derech Bishol Asra Torah, out of a piece of cold meat, it's sitting in a cup of cold milk for a year. So Min HaTorah, that's not considered to be Bas Bechala. Mid the Rabbanon, that's considered to be Bas Bechala. Mid the Rabbanon, things that soak together for a long period of time, for more than 24 hours, are considered to give off taste to one another. So mid the Rabbanon, you wouldn't be permitted to eat this meat. But if you have a cold piece of meat that just a little bit of milk splashes onto it for a second, so the Gemara says, Tzomin Tzomin Badacha, Ron Chulin says, you just wash off the cold milk and shine and you can eat the meat. But if it's soaking for 24 hours, then the taste permeates into the meat and it becomes Bas Bechala, albeit only mid the Rabbanon. So comes the Gosha Redur with the following Shaila. He says, you have a piece of meat that was sitting and soaking in milk for the last 24 hours, so mid HaTorah it's not Bas Bechala. But mid the Rabbanon it is Bas Bechala, and now you go ahead and recook this piece of meat. So now, does it become that recooking, that recovered cooking for the first time, is that called Bas Bechala D'oraisa? Is that called Bishul Bas Bechala D'oraisa? Says that Gosha Redur, absolutely. You know why? Because how can you apply the rule of a Bishul Acha Bishul to where it wasn't cooked yet? It was kavush the first time around, and kavush, although the Rabbanan kavush came mevushal in Bas Bechala, Min HaTorah, there's no such thing, Min HaTorah, kavush does not equal mevushal in Bas Bechala. So in effect, that I'm cooking it, I'm doing the first act of Bishul on it, and that becomes the Bas Bechala D'oraisa. So comes the Gosha Redur and says, don't be mistaken to say that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul here, because if the all Kavush equals Mevushal, it's not true. Kavush only equals Mevushal mid the Rabbanon for Bas Bechala. Min HaTorah, it was never cooked. So Min HaTorah, you're the first cooker. Min HaTorah, you're the one who's doing the Ma'aseh Bishul on it. Atan, Divya Gosha Redur. Comes Rabbi Kinegar at the very beginning of Bas Bechala, and says, we can infer from this Hagol Sharidura the following Kiddush. The only reason why that Hagol Sharidura is saying that the act of Bishul on this piece of meat is Bishul Bas Bechala D'oraisa is because Kavush is not Kemavushal, the Natorah of Bas Bechala. The implication is obvious that if you would have done a real nice Bishul on the piece of meat, and then you would subsequently cook it, that second cooking would not be called Bishul Bas Bechala D'oraisa. That's obvious. The Gosha Redur is giving you this backwards, standing over your head case of the first Bishul wasn't a real Bishul. The first Bishul was only a Kavush. So that's why the second Bishul is D'oraisa. The Mashmos is obvious that if the first Bishul would have been a real Bishul, then the second Bishul would not be a Bishul of Bas Bechala. And says in keeping, why is that? So four famous words. Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul. You see, clear from this backwards, wild scenario of the Gosha Redur, that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul by Bas Bechala. That's the best of my knowledge, the first Rai in print in Rishonim, late Rishonim, early Achronim, that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul applies to Hilchos Shabbos. Ad kan the deal of Rabbi Kinega. So let's assume this deal is correct for now. Let's go with Rabbi Kinega with Agal Sharidura, that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul is not just a Din Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Din Hilchos Bas Bechala as well. I have an interesting shaila to raise. What would the halacha be in the following case? A person cooks a piece of meat, not in milk, cooks a piece of meat in water, they cook up a steak separately. And now, after he finishes cooking up the steak, fully cooked already, he takes it and throws it into a pot of milk, turns the fire back on, and quote-unquote recooks the steak in milk. Would that be called Bas Bechala? Would that be called Bishul Bas Bechala D'oraisa? So if you ask me, I would say, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. The first piece of meat was already cooked as non-Bas Bechala, so now when I'm cooking it the second time around, I'm I'm not really doing a ma'aseh bishul on the meat. It's true I'm doing a ma'aseh bishul on the milk, because the milk was never cooked, but the meat which was already cooked, so l'chora, ein bishul acha bishul klapei the meat, because the meat was really cooked in a Torah the first time around, and ein bishul acha bishul should tell me that there's no bosom b'chol, at least the raisa, on the second act of bishul, because the second act of bishul was nishkin bishul, because ein bishul acha bishul. L'chora, that's the corollary of Rabbi Kiveg, of the Hoshar Dura, again, the Hoshar Dura, and Rabbi Kiveg were talking about when the first bishul was bas b'cholov, and now the second bishul was bas b'cholov, but the svara behind it was the principle of ein bishul acha bishul. So we can extrapolate to a case where the first bishul was done as a separate bishul, just on the basar alone, that there should not be a problem of bas b'cholov arise the second time around. L'chora, let's assume for a moment that I'm correct. Now I'm going to give you a third case. What if the first meat wasn't cooked yet, but the first milk was cooked? So let's say I take a cup of milk, and I cook up the cup of milk in a separate entity, in a kosher milk and pot. I cook myself up a pot of milk, and now I take a piece of raw meat, and I throw the raw meat in together with the pre-cooked milk, turn on the fire, and nachal will cook it up again. So the chora, I should say, ein bishul acha bishul, that just as in the case of Rabbi Kiveg, the Gosher Edura, when the first bas b'cholov was cooked together, that's it. Any subsequent cooking post that is ein bishul acha bishul. The same was true in case number two, when the meat was pre-cooked. Well, we're going to get to lachim. And the third thing should be that ein bishul acha bishul, when the milk was pre-cooked, even if the meat wasn't pre-cooked. What I'm saying is not a jump, not a tremendous jump. I'm going from Kiveg's original case, where the bas b'cholov was mispashal together, which in effect prevents any future violations of bas b'cholov deraisa. So the case where the meat was pre-cooked, and the case where the milk was pre-cooked, what's the difference? If all three of those statements are true, I have a gavalt yichidish, I have a great kula b'zman hazeh. Check this one. There's no bas b'chol deraisa existent in today's world. It's impossible that bas b'chol deraisa. All the milk was pasteurized. All the milk was pre-pasteurized. It was in the factory, so all the milk was pre-cooked. So all the milk was pre-cooked. When I go ahead and I do the worst case of bas b'chol, I take a piece of meat and a cup of milk, kosher meat with kosher milk, and I pour it together into a pot. I turn on the fire. The milk was pre-pasteurized. Not a bad kula for
Rabbi Shabbos, which is liquid.
We'll get there. So is everything we've set up till now correct or not? So come a group of Acharonim, the Rabbi already raises this question in the body. A Shulchan says it's not true. That we made a big mistake in our jumping. We jumped a little bit too far from one step to the next point. Come a group of Acharonim and say, Badi Ashulchan really puts us into the terminology that we're familiar with, the Yeshivish terminology. Comes the Badi Ashulchan and says, no. This din of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, by the Nuch HaShavos, this is no application outside of Nuch HaShavos. We have no right to make that jump from Ein Bishul Acha Bishul of Shabbos to Ein Bishul Acha Bishul of Bosnol. Nuch HaShklal. Now we already know, how many years have we been on the Shabbos together? Four years, 5 years, something like that. We already learned that there are many rules in Nuch HaShavos that are unique to Shabbos, that do not carry over the Kavot HaKula. We saw that sometimes here and sometimes no. There's certain dinim Nuch HaShavos that are dinim Kloliim, that are general halachas that we can't extrapolate. We spoke a lot about this, we spoke about Kosei, the guidelines of Kosei of Shabbos carry over to the guidelines of Kosei of Gittin, to the halachas of Gozei of Shabbos carry over to the halachas of Gozei of Summers of Chotzo Necha. We spoke about this many, many, many times
over. What the
Goethe is,
there's
intent. So there are certain very unique halachas of Shabbos, which revolve around Malachas B'Shevas HaSa Torah, which don't carry over to Kol Torah Kula. So come a group of Rachmanim and say, this did a main Bishul Acha Bishul, this is a Chiddush Nuch HaShavos. We don't find this anywhere else out of Nuch HaShavos. Remember we said there's no Gemara about it, but Bas B'chol, there's no Rishonim, almost came out, nobody says anything about it. Say a group of Rachmanim, there is no such halacha, main Bishul Acha Bishul by Bas B'chol. So what did Rabbi Kiveg mean? What did the Rosh HaRedura mean? So comes about Yeshua and says, they meant it as follows. It was a borrowed phrase in Bishul Acha Bishul. That's not what it really means. What it really means is as follows. The Isser of Bishul of Basa B'cholos means the creation of a Cheftza of Basa B'cholos. That's what the Torah said you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to take halachic meat and halachic milk, and you're the one who creates the Cheftza. You're the one who creates this Kalashem called Basa B'cholos. That's the Isser of Basa B'cholos. If that chepta of Bas B'chol already existed, you're not creating it. You're doing a nice additional on a pre-existing chepta of Bas B'chol. That's not what Mosebash Gedi B'chol Avimu. Mosebash Gedi B'chol Avimu means that you are not allowed to create Bas B'chol. That's what it means. For you to create, take raw milk and raw meat and create Bas B'chol, that's what the Torah asks. For you to do an act of dishul on a pre-existing chepta of Bas B'chol, that's not. Okay, that's So comes with Kideya, comes with Gosher Dura, and say as follows. If you have meat that's been sitting in milk, just soaking in cold milk for the last week, that's not a chepta bas b'cholov deraisa yet, because kavush is not kibbushel, may not turn by bas b'cholov. When you turn the fire on, you are the one who is transforming something which is not bas b'cholov into yes bas b'cholov. So that's what the Torah says. However, the mashmalot of Rabbi Kideya was that if you would have a piece of meat that was already cooked in milk, not kavush in milk, not silky milk, but cooked with fire in milk, so that was already a chepta bas b'cholov, you go ahead and you re-cook that, you quote-unquote do another ma'aseh bishul on that, you are not creating a chepta bas b'cholov, that's why you're potter. So the Rishonim used the phrase ein bishul lacha bishul. They didn't mean the Shabbos term of ein bishul lacha bishul. What they really meant was that you can't have an iser bas b'cholov on something that's already bas b'cholov. Because you're not creating the bas b'chol, the bas b'chol was already there.
The meat was already
comes about the Shulchan and says, if you have a piece of meat that was already cooked, but it was cooked separately, or you have a pot of milk that was already cooked, but it was cooked separately, and you're the lucky guy who goes in and takes the basar and the cholov and combines it together and turns the fire on, so you're the one, true, you're not doing a quote-unquote ma'aseh bishul on the basar. Well, you're not doing like the bishul on the cholov, because the basar or the cholov was already cooked beforehand. That's the Nuch of Shabbos. So you wouldn't be chayav on Shabbos for that. So that's what we're talking about. In Nuch of Basar B'chol, there is no p'tur of ein bishul lacha bishul. In Nuch of Basar B'chol, the p'tur is there was already an existence of Basar B'chol. Once there was already an existence of Basar B'chol, so then it's not shayav for you to violate Basar B'chol anymore min haTorah. But here, there wasn't an existence of Basar B'chol. Here the meat was cooked separately, and the milk was cooked separately. You are the guy who takes the two together, and you are the creator of the chepta of bas b'cholov. That's what the Torah says. Bas b'cholov b'di b'cholov b'di. So come the Acharonim and say that jump that Rabbi Kivega said, if you have a pre-existing piece of meat and milk that was already cooked, if you re-cook it, that's not a problem. In the Torah, that's not a problem. That in no shape or form means if you have a separate piece of meat that was cooked, or you have a separate cup of milk that was cooked, that will still be bas b'chol deraisa. So that big cool that we had about the pasture, no, don't forget about it. The Acharonim say it's not true. It's not a shulchan. Others say the whole thing is a lawyer with Bar
Mi'elah. That's not because of
Shabbat. Oh, it does. Right. That's right. This is dinuchas bas b'chol. Ein bishlach b'chol is not shayach to bas b'chol. There's a new dinuchas bas b'chol called you have to create the chepta in order to be also.
So if something was already cooking, and a guy was cooking bas b'chol, and he cuts it off, and a Jew comes and modeling the
so it depends how far it was cooked already. Was it already Meichel Ben Jusoy? Was it in the Spashe Kotoch? Those are Shirim, that's what's called Bishol.
But if we utilize this, the concept that you're still chayav by taking cooked basar, cooked cholov, that's put together.
Here it was put together already. Here it was already cooked. Right? The goy turned on the fire. The goy can suppose all that's also called basar.
But it's a new metzias. Because it's basar and it's
bichol
and you're putting it together.
No, but the guy had it on the fire ready. It was already cooked. It already reached the shiur, whatever that shiur of cooking is. Once it reached the shiur of cooking, it's nothing. It doesn't matter that it was the guy who did it. Basar b'chol becomes also even after myself. If I have a piece of meat cooking on the fire and milk falls in by itself, that's also basar b'chol. Even though nobody violated the issa. So this is the Hagdara that the Acharonim uses.
So, you know, once the issa is chal, there's no new issa that can be chal.
There's no new
bishul. It's only the chesed, it's not the God.
Right. Even though nobody violated the issa, it doesn't matter. Once the chal is created. So comes the Bar Yeshulchan and says, now we can begin to analyze the following Shaila. In Ucha Shabbos, that's a big machlekes here, we've shown him that the following question. We have a rule of ein bishul lacha bishul, that's true. Is there any exceptions to the rule? So come half to Rishonim and say that there are no exceptions to the rule. Ein bishlacha bishul, across the board. I have a piece of chicken that was cooked, and now it's cold, I put it back on the fire, ein bishlacha bishul. I have a pot of soup that was cooked, and now it's cold, put it back on the fire, ein bishlacha bishul. So the Rambam says, many Rishonim say, ein bishlacha bishul, solid, liquid, same thing. And come a group of Rishonim, perhaps Rashi says it, the Rosh says it, the Midas Rashi. Other Rishonim suggest that that ein bishul achad bishul only applies to solid, doesn't apply to liquids. What's the svara to be mechalek? The svara is very simple. When you have a piece of chicken that was cooked, even though it's cold, it's still edible. It's a cold piece of chicken. So the original bishul was never misbatel. The original bishul was never canceled. When you have a bowl of soup that gets cold, you have a pot of, take a pot of soup out of the fridge and try to serve it as cold as chicken soup. You know what they'll do with it. Cold piece of chicken you can get away with, but a cold bowl of chicken soup no one can eat. So the chowder by liquid, by the very nature, once they cool off, so they've lost the same bishul already. Now when you cook it, you're not re-cooking it, you're cooking it for the first time, because the original bishul was in this batel through the act of cooling off. So this is a big machlokes rishonim. How do we pass in halacha? So we pass in a little bit of a split sock. The Ramon, the Chashavis, and the Shiyat Ches, and the Mishnah Gimel, pass in the following compromise. The Ramon says, it depends. If the liquid has totally cooled off already, I mean, it's already reached room temperature, or it's already reached the point where nobody would eat it at this stage, no one would drink it at this stage, it's so cool already, says the Ramah, then yesh bishalach abishal b'davalach. Then there would be a problem of quote-unquote recooking. But if it's low and it's not in the gabre, even though it's not piping hot anymore, it's below yatsa lettuce though, but it's still warm, so says the Ramah, if it's still warm, it's still edible the way it is, so ein bishalach abishal even by a double lach. That's the pshar, that's the compromise of the Ramah. So the big machoikas acharonim, what's pshar in that compromise of the Ramah? If you look in the Rishon, you don't find that. You don't find that chiluk where it's time in the gamri, not time in the gamri. So many achronim, Maishin, Chidinish, many achronim say what the Ramah really meant to say is as follows: the ikar mikra din the Ramah was making on the shad. Ramah paskin that ein bishalach abishal b'davalach. Halalah, if it's the starting the gamri, if it's so cold already, no one would eat it this way. It looks a little bit like bishul. It looks, people aren't going to realize that it was cooked up ready. People aren't going to chat that the soup was already pre-cooked. So people are going to leave bishul. It's a chashash mar sayin, a chashash rabban on the bishul. But the ikam ikredi, the Ramah paskin, that ein bishul lach bishul bin davalach. That's what some many achronim say. Another achronim say no, that the Ramah meant a real difference on a level of the araisa. When the Ramah said you're not allowed to recook the cold soup, you're not allowed to reheat the cold soup, that's the shah of the araisa according to the Ramah. You have to figure out the lumdus, why there should be a chiluk between the tzad and the gamrei. We spoke about this a lot when we learned the chuzvishul about how many years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, whenever we learned the chuzvishul. So getting back to this story. So no matter how you slice the Ramah, whether it's a little of the rice, a little of the rabbanon, there are more paskins that for all practical purposes, the yesh bishul achabishul, but not the lach, and it's fine. If you have something that was cooked, it was fully cooked, but now it's cold, and it's a liquid, so we have to be concerned with bishul achabishul. So come to the Quranim and say, going back to the neighbor's Chanukah question, I have this liquidy, this oil, this milk of fleshy oil. It's not butter that was melted in the fleshy pot. So that was it's an entity of oil that has taste of fleshy to milk in it, both mecholov mixed together. And I want to know, Lachal Maisa, can I go ahead and can I recook it? What do I want to recook? I want to put it to my menorah. So when I'm trying to put it into my menorah and I put a wick in it and I light the fire, I'm in a sense recooking this oil. Is that a problem? Is there, forget about the issues of it's also but no, forget about the issues of there's no shear, no holistic shear. But just the issue of, is that called a mice bishul of bos b'chol or not? So let's go through this, call, try to figure it out. So come a group of rechavim and say as follows. If you apply the regular rules of a chashabis to bos b'chol, namely, ein bishalach bishul in a chashabis, that this is going to be a problem, because this is not subject to the dinim of ein bishalach bishul, because this is a davalach. And according to the Chumrah of the Ramah, maybe the Raisa, maybe the Rabbanah, but according to the Tzach of the Ramah and the Shabbos, that Ein Bishlach Abishlach, for all practical purposes, doesn't apply to a double action and stand in the Gamrei, so we're going to have a problem. So it's going to be also maybe with the Raisa, maybe the Shabbos with the Raisa, to put this cold oil back onto the fire, i.e. back to the menorah with a flame, that's called Bishl Bosa B'cholah. Why would you mean Ein Bishlach Abishlach? No, that's not subject to the rules of Ein Bishlach Abishlach, because there's a chiluk, there's a distinction between solids versus liquids. That's if you go with conventional wisdom that the rules of Ein Bishlach Abishal and the Chisbos Mecholov are patterned after the Shabbos. It's one of the same. So the Kula of Ein Bishlach Abishal carries over from Shabbos to Bos Mecholov, but the Chumrah, namely that Kula doesn't apply by the Valach, is also going to carry over to Bos Mecholov. That's if you go with conventional wisdom. But based on what we just said before, based on the Bari Ashulchan and the Kashas from the pasteurized milk story, so we came up with a different Hagdah. We came up with the following. That Hilchos Shabbos Luchud and Hilchos Bos Mecholov Luchud. The rule of Ein Bishlach Abishal was only 7 Shabbos, and Nishtan Shabbos had nothing to do with other areas of Allah. Zero to do with Bos Mecholov. The Hagdah of Bos Mecholov is as follows. If something was already bas mecholav, namely there was already a chavtza bas mecholav, there was already an issa bas mecholav chal on it, it is inconceivable to violate bishul bas mecholav of something that is already bas mecholav. Not because they bishul achabishul. Not because they bishul achabishul. It's a din prati in hukas bas mecholav that the issa of bishul bas mecholav is equivalent to. It's also been asserted to create a chavtza bas mecholav. If the chavtza was created, it was created already. If that's the case, then we're in for a cooler when it comes to the oil of the Neres Chanukah. When you're dealing with conventional Ein Bishul Achabishul, then you can start the Drachilukim. Ein Bishul Achabishul, that's only by solids, not by liquids, and I'm all back and forth. But if the name of the game in Bas Becholov is not Ein Bishul Achabishul, the name of the game is, it's also to create a Chavtz of Bas Becholov. This Chavtz is created already. I don't care whether it's cooled off. If I have a cheeseburger when it's cooled off, it's still Bas Becholov. If I have a liquid Bas Becholov that cools off, it's still Bas Becholov. That's not an Ein Bishul Achabishul. This is not a Hilchos Shabbos. This is a Hilchos Bas Becholov. So once the Chavtz of Bas Becholov was already created, there is no such thing as recreating this. You can't reinvent the wheel. You can't recreate Bas Becholov. Once it's already a Chal and a Shem Bas Becholov, I don't care that it's getting cold. Getting cold has nothing to do with Bas Becholov. Getting cold has to do with Hilchos Bishul and Bishul Shabbos. If that's the case, it'll turn out a Gavalik Akula. For all those people who want to use the butter and the meat for their Neres Chanukah, that wouldn't be a problem of Bishul Bas Becholov, because it was already in Stashel. And don't drain me a cup that it's a lach. It's a yesh bishlach. Nothing to do with anything. Yesh bishlach abishol medav alach. It only appears in Hilchos Shabbos when the name of the game or the rules are based on bishlach abishol. And Hilchos Bas Becholov, those are not the rules of the game. The rules of the game in Hilchos Bas Becholov is, did you create Bas Becholov or was it already created? The answer to the question is, it was already created, do whatever you want. Then you can put it back into your menorah. So l'chora, this hagdara of the body of Shulchan, although it cost us with the pasteurized milk, so it's going to save us for the Neres Chanukah. If I had a toss-up, which one I'd rather have, the cool, the pasteurized milk, or the cool, the Neres Chanukah, I'm not sure which is a better cooler. I think I have a guess which is a better cooler. So the mice, you gotta take what you get. So a whole part of this shayla that was raised by the Shari Ephraim 100 years ago, what's the din? Allah HaMait, if a guy takes the basa b'cholav oil and uses it for Neres Chanukah, so we saw there were three distinct shaylas that went into this question. So number one, the question is that called hadar? Because basa b'cholav is also hadar. So do we say that doing a mitzvah is called hadar? So last week we spoke about mitzvahs, not the hametz menu. The act of the mitzvah is not called hadar, but maybe a mitzvah did about it is different. We spoke about with the Baal Mor, the Beis Halevi last week. Then the second issue that the Shari Ephraim raised was is a question of Shusse Mechta Shire, that you don't have a shear of oil, because whatever is Omer Lekach to be destroyed, it's considered to be Kabbalah Delesa, so the Bas Becholov is also Banoa, maybe we should say, it's Shusse Mechta Shire, so we mentioned last week, that's a questionable application of Shusse Mechta Shire, because the shear is not needed to be Atzmusa, it's not an internal shear, it's a shear that's necessary just as a Messias, that's what might be, people have to see the oil. So people see the oil, but the oil is awesome, but no, I'm not. People are still seeing it. So maybe that cloud, Susan, that's sure, wouldn't apply. So now today we have the third part of the Shaila. Is it a problem of Bishul Bas Becholov or not? So according to what we're saying, since it was already cooked, even though it's a double lach, and even though it's Litztan, and even though it's a Shabbos, that would be Yesh Bishul Lach Bishul, but Bas Becholov is not Bishul Shabbos. The rules of Bas Becholov are different. Bein Lechuma, Bein Lechuma. So a couple of them, we give a lot of trust to those people are lighting the oil with the Bas Becholov oil. But I don't know, Mr. Subway, I haven't gotten too many shayla's on my lot of lumbus on this, but I've yet to get the shayla of Chol Maxis.
Is it considered a double asur? Messias Basra, you have it for you.